free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, May 5th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, as we see Drudge headlines, mainstream media headlines that continue now to escalate in a second wave. And we have to be very careful at this juncture that we don't get so focused on deconstructing the lies of the past that we don't pay attention to the lies that they're currently escalating to keep us locked down. That's their tactic. You know, let's not fight the lies that we exposed 50 days ago. Take a victory lap. Certainly, we should mention that briefly. But they're cooking up a whole new set of lies. While you're talking about this, they've moved on to a new set of lies to scare people. Drones, cameras, masks, distancing. That's the new life that they want to leave for you. And as we're looking at this, I saw a story from the New York Post in San Diego. A day after San Diego residents were required to wear face coverings in public, a man went to a grocery store wearing a Ku Klux Klan hood. Get in their face about the tyranny. And you know, the thing I find interesting about this, and I'd mentioned this last week. Actually, I had talked about this a couple of times last week. I said, you know, we have anti-masking laws all over the South that were enacted in the 1950s against the Ku Klux Klan. And those are actual laws. But now you have a public health official or a county judge or a governor, somebody says, well, I've got an order. And my order trumps the law. It trumps the Constitution, too. You're going to have to wear a mask. So I said, well, you know, what do they do? And a lot of people, articles in North Carolina saying, this is a bit of a dilemma here. Well, I guess we'll just throw the laws out and go with the orders. We'll go with the dictates because we now live under a dictatorship. Well, you can live under a dictatorship and might as well have everybody wear a Ku Klux Klan mask, right? Because now the vigilantes are the public health officials, the governors who violate the Constitution, who don't care about the laws, the presidents, the public health officials like Fauci and Burks, given a platform by the president. So a supervisor approached this guy at the checkout line, asked him to take off the hood. They wanted to know if it was Ralph Northam from Virginia. You know, airline travel's been pretty much shut down for all practical purposes. But, you know, it could have been Ralph Northam visiting his fellow Democrat, Gavin Newsom, in California. Ralph Northam, very proud of his Ku Klux Klan outfit or blackface. We don't know which one of the two it was. He had four pictures that he was allowed to put up on his page in his yearbook at his medical school. I mean, this guy, this is not high school even. This is not undergrad school. This is medical school. And he's so proud of his picture, either as Coon Man or Ku Klux Klan Man, that he puts that up as one of the four pictures that he has to define himself. Along with his Corvette, he's proud of his Ku Klux Klan connections. So maybe it was him. We don't know. Actually, we do know, because the guy did eventually take off his hood after the manager approached him. And they put out on their Twitter, actually, not their Twitter, not the grocery store's Twitter, but the Anti-Defamation League of San Diego said, San Diego is hashtag no place for hate. I guess you got to leave that to the Democrats in Virginia. Because where was the Anti-Defamation League about Ralph Northam? Where were the Democrats about Ralph Northam? Oh, no. But some guy wants to make a point in terms of protest where a Ku Klux Klan thing. Well, he's all about hate. Let me tell you something. They hate us for our freedom. You ever heard that before? You know, that guy who's been painting his feet in the bathtub and just came out, you know, George Bush. Oh, they hate us for our freedom. Well, they must love us now. Because all of our government officials, except for the local ones, really do hate us for our freedom. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm not going to sit here and waste your time or my time and rattle off the successes InfoWars has had. If you're paying attention, you know what we've done together. But I'll tell you this, The technocrats are really upping their game, and they are trying to destroy all independent forms of media. They're trying to shutter and silence human resistance. So now is the time to understand that everything we've talked about has been proven accurate. And everything you warned your friends and family about has turned out to be true. So it's now that your credibility's way up. The power structure's going to silence those of us that they can. But it's up to all of us to not let them silence any of us. We have the power. But the sun is setting on humanity and setting on free speech. We have to make sure that we fight hard right now to make sure that long, dark night doesn't come. So be the polar bears you are.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, May 5th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and it is day 50 of America held hostage. Yeah, there's the Iranian hostages back in the late 1970s being held hostage. And today we have our faces covered, just like the hostages. And as I was just saying at the top of the hour in San Diego, as they decided, because, you know, things are getting so much worse in California. And unlike New York, where they say, according to official CDC statistics, that they've got 143 people, I think it was. It's 140-something. I think it was 143. Let's say 143 people per 100,000 died from coronavirus. And again, that depends on how the CDC defines death. But let's just go with those numbers. The same people putting out those numbers say that in California, they have 4.3. But they got to keep it locked down, and they got to keep escalating. Escalating. Now you got to wear masks. Even though we stopped it, you got to wear masks, okay? And so you understand this is never about the data, about protecting the hospitals. It was a lie from the beginning. And now they got a second wave of lies because they don't want you to pay attention to that. So we had a guy wearing a Ku Klux Klan mask, as the Anti-Defamation League says, we got to stop the hate. This is no place for hate. And understand that they hate us for our freedoms. As I pointed out, Dan did a great job here with George Bush. You know, he's been painting, locked in his house. He came out to say, we've all got to be together. You know, either with us or you're with the virus. This guy who was painting his feet in the bathtub, and there we go, looks like that. Is he the guy who painted that picture of Bill Clinton in the dress, in Hillary's dress? It's Hillary's dress. It wasn't Monica's dress, but who knows? Could have been. And it's getting even more absurd, folks. You know, not just the Ku Klux Klan mask in San Diego. And again, it sets up the idea, if you understand, throughout southern states, they enacted anti-mask laws. It's on the books. They actually had, you know, the people that you elect in an election to go write laws to represent you, to protect your liberties and rights. You know, those people, legislators we call them, they actually passed laws that said, we're not going to allow people to wear masks in public. Now you have government officials and unelected bureaucrats, public health officials, demanding that people wear masks in violation of that law, in violation of the Constitution. And so quite frankly, that is an unresolved tension in this, yet another one of those. But we now have, as you saw in the Drudge Report coming out of the UK, some designers have created a coronavirus-proof raving suit. Looks like a space helmet. See that? And this looks amazingly like the, I don't know, you guys got a picture, maybe we don't have that, of the suit that I showed a couple of weeks ago coming out of France. It's exactly the same helmet. I was laughing about it at the time. I thought it was absurd. Now they've upped the absurdity, just like everything else. So now they've added, there it is. There's the original one. I was laughing about it. I said, where'd they get this idea from? Jules Verne? You know, he's pretty popular in France. Captain Nemo. And now they've got a rave suit because now they've upped the absurdity. They've added vaping. You have the ability in this raving suit to be able to drink stuff. So they say, well, you know, the drinks could always also have a liquid meal replacement. It's got an air filtration system. It's got wireless communication. So you can chat to your other friends who have suits like this. It is, they said, the future of human interaction. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. And I just have to wonder if these clubbers who are wearing this suit to their raves, are they very worried about sexually transmitted diseases? Maybe not. Don't know what they're wearing other than that. And then, as also a sign of the times, we now see that Ferrari, their stock, their market cap, is now worth more than General Motors and Ford, either one of those. Ferrari's shares surged as much as 7% yesterday on strong earnings. Its market cap topped $30 billion, putting it ahead of GM and Ford. Now, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? In Ford versus Ferrari now, Ferrari is winning this one. That was a great movie. I love that movie. But now Ferrari is winning this one. Because the people who are the 1% of the 1% of the 1% who can afford the Ferraris, they're not taking a hit on this at all. I mean, this is record time for these people. Mom and pop businesses are going out of business left and right. Barbers, salon owners, farmers, dairy owners, they're all being put down. But, you know, the people who are making out really well on this are the Walmarts and the Amazons and the people who are allowed to stay open. They are essential businesses, and they've been given an effective monopoly. I've had people contact me, and if you want to send me stuff, DavidKnightShow@ProtonMail.com, saying, look, I've got friends who are working at Walmart. You know, well, I have to go there now and buy stuff that I could get at the local hardware store before. Local hardware store has been shut down. Walmart's open. They're doing over $1 million a week from what somebody said, which is way more than they typically did in that small town. So it's boom time for the businesses who are allowed to stay open as the heel of government oppression is destroying the middle class. That's really what we're talking about. I've never seen anything more outrageous in my life. It makes me furious to see this. I was a small businessman. My father was a small businessman. Both of my grandfathers were small businessmen. And it bothers me more than anything. I know the struggles of people who take the risks and work the hardest. My dad always worked 12-hour days. And he had to fight against the government to do it. And I am sick and tired of these billionaires, and I don't care if they've got a Republican name after them. Trump's attitude is the same as Bloomberg's. You're non-essential. He's going to shut you down. He's going to stand behind Fauci and Birx as they put out guidelines and recommendations. Oh, it's not safe for us to have a middle class. It's not safe for us to have a life or a job. And it's not going to be safe for us when we can't get food. Now he thinks he can order people to go back into the factories and the meat processing plants. When his health advisors have scared everybody to death. They've got everybody afraid of their shadow. They're OCD because of Fauci and Birx, and Trump leaves them in there. He owns this. Don't you say that Trump doesn't own this. That lying son of a gun. I'm going to talk about, I missed it yesterday. We've got Kent State. Anniversary was yesterday. 50th anniversary of that. We had a lot of people who were angry about a president that they elected who said he was going to end the Vietnam War. And instead he had a plan. And they didn't trust that plan. That plan was the secret bombing of Cambodia, the escalation of the war in Vietnam. And they realized that their lives were on the line. Just like these small business owners now everywhere starting to realize that their lives are on the line. And let me tell you something. We're going to talk about that when we come back. You want to see some problems happen? Because it's just a matter of time before we have some kind of a Kent State event If they want to drag this out, there's going to be another Kent State event, but it's not going to be college students. We're worried that they're going to have their lives destroyed by being sent to a useless war that is part of a political agenda propped up by lies. And there are going to be small businessmen who are sick and tired of having their lives destroyed to prop up a political agenda that is held up by lies. It doesn't matter if it's a Republican president or Democrat president. You know, history doesn't change. It's just the lies of our presidential candidates that change, isn't it? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Authoritarians across the planet want the power to be able to tell you to stay in your houses and don't leave and only go where they tell you you can go. It's called martial law. It's called living in an authoritarian country. And everybody knows that. Everybody understands that. And the Democrats have now shown their hands with the deep state, saying we're going to listen to Fauci and the World Health Organization, who've done nothing but put out all this fake disinformation so far. We're not going to listen to the president. We're not going to listen to Congress. And then all these other corporations are going to work in tandem with big tech to surveil and control and keep things shut down. This is economic warfare, and I know everybody understands that. Public, with the president and others, need to develop a plan to understand that this is a global corporate civil war and that we're being held hostage, and this is a mutiny against our country by globalist forces. Only understanding the reality and the magnitude of that gives us any chance of defeating it.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com. And all of a sudden, the trap snaps in your inside. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, going back to the Magna Carta in 1215, of hard-fought basic human dignity and liberty, and believing that the individual was sovereign and had basic, unalienable rights, has been absolutely erased just in months. And the communist Chinese have been our teachers, and big tech has been our controllers, and we're all being introduced now to the digital straitjacket that depends on us complying with it and depends on us all henpecking each other into submission. But for all of you out there that have decided to go along with this, mark your calendars down, and then in a few months, a few years, look at the world and remember, you did this. You were the prisoners. You were the slaves. You were the people that crouched down and licked the hand that fed you. As for me, give me liberty or give me death. Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the info war. You are the Paul Revere's.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
50 years ago, actually yesterday. But hey, I probably didn't hear about it till the next day anyway. So we're going to go with today. We're going to talk about what happened 50 years ago at Kent State. And it followed Nixon's escalation of the war into Cambodia. A long, drawn-out war, so unpopular that LBJ did not run a second time. And so people were fed up with the Vietnam War. And then at this point in time, they were fed up with the fact that Nixon, who said, campaigned on the fact that he was going to get us out of the war, escalated it with a secret bombing campaign into Cambodia as well. And so what happened was it was an escalation over a few days. They had massive demonstrations at a lot of universities. Kent State, it began as a peaceful protest. Then it turned into a violent confrontation with local police. Then they responded with a large police force. They used tear gas to disperse the crowd. Then the ROTC building was burned down. And then on May 2nd, May 3rd, they continued to have demonstrations and confrontations. Finally, on May 4th, they had another rally. And the Ohio National Guard had been called in the campus, despite an attempt by university leaders to inform the campus that these gatherings were banned. You know, I guess maybe were they not wearing face masks or something? Just before noon, the guardsmen ordered the protesters to disperse. When the crowd refused to leave, the guardsmen fired tear gas at the students and began following them directly. After several standoffs, the troops then headed back to the top of a steep hill where they turned around and turned toward the demonstrators and fired into the crowd for 13 seconds. 4 students were killed, 9 were wounded. There were at least 60 yards from most of the students who were protesting. In those 13 seconds, 61 to 67 shots were fired. And so the questions about it, even still today, why exactly did the guardsmen start shooting? Were the guardsmen who later claimed they feared for their lives telling the truth when there was so much space between them and the students? In the immediate aftermath, public opinion largely sided with the National Guard. Because, you know, I remember back in the day, my family's pretty conservative, and we were not very sympathetic to dirty hippies. and long hair, protesting. So it's like, go back to school. I also was not very sympathetic to the Vietnam War. I had somewhat divided loyalties here in this particular thing. But in a short period of time, after people realized what had happened, public opinion turned against the National Guard, and then turned against Nixon. And so, folks, when we look at this, you know, one of the things, a quote that we should remember, you know, those who forget history are doomed to repeat it, right? Well, I think a better quote about that is the one from Hegel, the guy who gave us the Hegelian dialectic, you know, where we are right now. You either lock down or die. You're either with us or you're with the virus, George W. Bush, right? We all have to be united in this. Give up your freedom. Well, that's a Hegelian dialectic, the way they put it. You're giving two false choices. That's a big part of it. But Hegel also said, the lesson of history is that nobody learns anything from history. Are we going to learn anything from this? You know, for the most part, most people see history as just a bunch of dates to be memorized. And they don't see any meaning in it. And they think that everything was different then than it is today. Human nature doesn't change, especially when we're talking about politics. You know, we have we've had a president who got elected because he was going to end the war. And instead, he's gone to war with the American people. Because when President Trump stands behind Fauci and Birx, as they engage in their psychological warfare and lies against the American people, he owns it. He owns this. When we look at what is happening today, and we look at the brutality that is taking place everywhere. You know, we had small incidents of this. We had a park ranger that was pushed into the water here in Austin over the weekend. But we also have situations in Chicago, for example, where you have people, after they continued to put up barricades to keep people out of parks, they said, well, you know, we're not going to keep doing this. So they tore down the fences. They got into lockdown city parks, at Lincoln Park, for example. And they said, This is what it looks like, said one resident. Said we're watching people jump fences, even snapping pictures on their cell phones. So the cops right now are chilled out in Chicago. They're not doing anything about this. They said a fence gets knocked down, a city worker gets called to put it back up. Then someone makes a hole in that fence. Then the hole gets bigger until somebody comes along, just rips the whole thing down. Everybody starts using the opening until a city worker comes in to patch it up again, and around we go. And then one person who was very angry, very fearful, must be a CNN or Fox viewer, said, I saw police cars just flashing their lights and driving through the park's pass, but they don't stop anyone. There's a parked police car right over there, not doing anything. We walked by the six police guys in paramilitary gear doing effing nothing. Like what? We're supposed to be independently decide which rules we're supposed to follow? Well, why not? That's an example that's been set for us by our leadership, from the president to the governors to the local officials. They just decide what rules they're going to make. The rules are in their mouths. They're dictators, right? So what rules? I mean, who is the ruler? Isn't the Constitution the ruler? And they've decided they're not going to pay attention to the Constitution. So why should we pay any attention to them, right? So they said, that's exactly what Chicago people have done. Just ignore these rules. By 4 p.m., the fence was torn down. Every pathway in the park, heavy wooden fences, blocking tunnel entrances had been moved to the side. Similar fence alongside the South Pond walkway had been trampled underfoot. Some were openly hostile to the Lightfoot administration, the local mayor. So they're treating us like children. It's almost like it's punitive. I've lived in Chicago for 27 years, and I'm done. One woman said, to have all this ground here where we can social distance perfectly, instead we're crowded onto the sidewalk and we have to go to the street with cars going by for fear of getting hit by a car, for fear of getting COVID. How much does this cost the taxpayers? That's what I want to know. The worst mayor ever. And of course, to illustrate the point, the mayor, Lori Lightfoot, doubled down. We will take you to jail, period, she yells at people. She said, we will shut you down. We will cite you. If we have to, we will arrest you. Don't make us treat you like a criminal. But if you act like a criminal, you violate the law, you refuse to do what's necessary to save lives in the middle of a pandemic, we will take you to jail, period. And then she goes to after the press conference, she walks across the street with her entourage, yells at several teens who had dared to congregate outside where they said they got to go home. Yeah, this is where it's going from. So, you know, when we look at this, this is what's happening. That's Chicago and San Diego. You got a woman walking along the beach, gets arrested, gets her face shoved into the ground. And you got Burks in one of these presidential conferences. Well, actually, it was in an interview. She said it worries her very much to see these big crowds not wearing masks. Let me tell you what you should worry about, Burks. You should not worry so much about them wearing masks. You should worry about the fact that they're big crowds. And we're not taking orders from you or anybody that uses you to order us around anymore. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
China wouldn't sign on to the carbon taxes that would cut their energy use by half. And the United States wouldn't sign on to it. So guess what happened? Along came COVID-19, and Bill Gates is celebrating, saying it's already cut your carbon footprint by half. And that means you're going to be poor now and under his control. And of course, with the medical tyranny comes the forced inoculations, a ink microchip that comes with the vaccine, and so much more. And Bill Gates admits that 700,000 people will get sick and die from it. So remember, folks, they're coming to hurt you and your family and destroy your basic rights. The same left that says kill babies all day long, women own their bodies, now say you don't own your body, and they're coming to forcibly inoculate you. And if you don't submit, you can't buy or sell or leave your home. Mark the beast. Oh, and guess what? Jeffrey Epstein and all these people hang out together with Bill Gates and are a bunch of dirty devil worshipers in your face. They hate you and your family. Globalism is all about making the nation state and the population itself obsolete, non-essential. That's why they position it with economic tariffs, taxes, and controls to where family farms and industry that's based in the United States has to shut down or be part of a large corporate conglomerate. That's part of making us obsolete so that as the human world is phased out, they can simply look at us and say, because, again, you are non-essential. That's what the robots and all of this is about. It's about setting it up where we're no longer in charge of our lives. We can be told to stay in our houses. And after all, shut up. This world doesn't belong to people anyways. It belongs to the new AI gods, the rich elitists that have merged with machines. Yeah, that sounds completely insane, doesn't it? That's actually the public plan they're pushing. These people are completely psychotic and make Hitler look like a choir boy. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about that Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people, and I've been fighting them for 13 years, and I'll never stop while I'm drawing breath.
For 26 years, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the new world order. Bohemian Grove, the American deep state, the rise of communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us, support the info war, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex, you're the gladiator.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Now, I've directed Superintendent Brown to order all police districts to give special attention to these parties. And this is how it's going to be. We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail. Period. There should be nothing unambiguous about that. Don't make us treat you like a criminal. But if you act like a criminal and you violate the law and you refuse to do what is necessary to save lives in the city in the middle of a pandemic, we will take you to jail, period.
It's not a pandemic. It's not an epidemic. And that's Lori Lightweight. I'm sorry, Lightfoot. Yeah, yeah. And then right after she did that, she went across the street and yelled and screamed at some kids who were playing out in the open. But let me tell you how this is going to end. A good example of this, a New York City Police Department cop attacks a bystander while enforcing social distancing violations. Now, this guy who is not wearing a mask, not wearing any gloves, but yelling and screaming at the people that he is beating with his bare fists. New York City cops violently arresting a man for not practicing social distancing Saturday. And then the cops turned on, one of the cops turned on a witness and attacked him. Now, this guy has a long history of abusive behavior. And this is what's dangerous about this. As I point out, you know, yesterday was the 50th anniversary of Kent State. And at that time, we didn't have the kind of militarized police that we have now, right? People criticized that. They said, look, you put the National Guard out there. These guys are not really trained to work in a law enforcement type of situation. That was a big mistake to put them in that kind of a situation. The problem is it's been a big mistake the way we trained our law enforcement officers. We have militarized our law enforcement officers. We've told them to shoot first. who told them, don't worry, if you kill anybody, shooting first, we will exonerate you if you say you were afraid for your life. I mean, we have embraced the ethics of deliberately shooting people like they did in Kent State. So how long is it going to be before you get some cop who is afraid for his life executing some of these protesters who, for the most part, are middle-class mom-and-pop business owners now, desperate because their life is being destroyed? You know, the students were angry because they knew they were going to be shipped off to Vietnam and killed for a useless war that the government had no intention of winning. And now we know it was based on a false flag as well. Well, now we know this pandemic is based on a false flag. There's the picture of the New York cop beating the witness to the person that he was arresting for social distancing. Is that where this is going to kick off? You know, like we had the Boston Massacre in 1776, but leading up to it, was it 1775? I don't know. I don't know the dates. Don't pay that much attention to the dates. Like I said, history for me is not dates. History is about what actually happened and human nature. And so we've got the White House's Burks. That's the way Breitbart puts it. And that's exactly right, because President Trump owns Burks. He owns Fauci. They're his people. He stands behind them. He gives them the bully pulpit. He lets them put out guidelines, recommendations, essentially commands that are then followed. And if you don't follow them, they will berate you along with their partners in the media, because that's, if you want to sell a lie, you get on the phone and call CNN and Fox. And so she said, yeah, it is devastatingly worrisome, when she was talking to Chris Wallace, the guy who's become an unbelievable shill for the establishment. Yeah, well, you better worry about the big crowds. Oklahoma City, instead, says they're not worried about the face masks. They're worried about violence. And so in Oklahoma City, they were rational. They said, we upped it, even though everything is going down and they don't have a pandemic. They don't have an epidemic. And so they said, all right, well, we're still going to add face masks. How about that? You know, because Fauci and Birchie, the White House is telling you to, right? So you should do that. So they added the face mask. They said in Stillwater, they announced the change on Friday, at less than 24 hours after the rule went into effect at stores and restaurants. Stillwater, Oklahoma, walked back the emergency declaration requiring customers to wear face masks because of threats of violence directed at store employees. They said in the short time beginning on May 1st that face coverings have been required for entry into stores and restaurants, store employees have been threatened with physical violence and showered with verbal abuse. The Stillwater mayor, Will Joyce, said, I knew there'd be some objections, but I didn't expect physical confrontations with employees and threatening phone calls to City Hall. Well, you better expect that, because people are tired of being treated like this. You see, people in Chicago, other people, as I pointed out yesterday, one individual said, hey, I am hearing from my progressive friends. This guy's a leftist. And he goes, my progressive friends are getting fed up with this. And these are people, he said, who they always go with whatever the government officials say. You know, the government experts, if they say something, they always go with it. But they're looking at this and scratching their head and saying, this doesn't make any sense. And I'm sick and tired of hopping on one leg when Fauci and Burks say so. Even his progressive friends. But we have the Oregon governor, Kate Brown, extending her lockdown to July the 6th. You understand what's going on here? Despite, as Gateway Pundit points out, despite ranking 40th on the coronavirus list with 104 deaths in a state of 4 million. Let me explain to you what's going on here. See, this whole thing has been built on a lie. They have no intention of letting our people go. They are going to do it little bit and little bit by degrees. Even here in Texas, Governor Abbott said, all right, well, if you don't have any cases and if you haven't had any cases for I don't know how many weeks, you can open up at 50%. How about that? And if you've had a case anywhere identified by somebody with one of these tests, regardless of whether or not they're accurate, you can only open up by 25%. Well, that's a prescription for bankruptcy for most of these small businesses. And as Governor Kate Brown is stretching this out, we've had some people who have, like I pointed out yesterday, Facebook, Harvard, the people who are really in on all of this. They're saying, well, we're not going to have anything until 2021 or maybe 2022. These people are just stringing you along week by week, month by month. They have no intention of letting you open up. And so let's just take a look at Oregon. They're number 40. As I pointed out before, if you go by the CDC statistics, and I don't trust them, I don't trust anything the CDC has ever said about flu or anything else. But if you go with their statistics, say that more than 50% of the deaths have occurred in New York, specifically, for the most part, New York City. And so New York City, more than the other, New York State, more than all the other 49 states combined. And when you look at the number of people there, in Texas, we have 2.6 deaths per 100,000. In New York, 143 deaths per 100,000. And, it's more than 50 times what it is here in Texas. But we still got to be locked down in Texas, right? Iowa, they had no lockdown. 4.3 deaths per 100,000. But we got to stay partially locked down in Texas, even though we got 2.6. And even though New York keeps telling everybody they got a problem, we got a lockdown because of what's happening in New York. It absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. As one person said last week, would they lock down New York if there was an epidemic in Montana? See, this is not a pandemic. It's not even an American pandemic. Because the way this is, understand, it's all concentrated in New York, whatever is happening there. And there's a lot of questions about how they're defining COVID deaths there. As James Howard Kunstler says, ordinary Americans are going to get super pissed. He says, spring is popping out now in a ferocious energy. Every living thing is busy making and doing out there, except the poor humans who are idled without work or without purpose, and this will not last long. People don't submit automatically to zombification when some pissant bureaucrat issues them $1,200 checks. They yearn to bust out like everything else on this living planet. And if they can't do it in a good way, well, then we'll see what happens. We'll be right back.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner. BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off. Look, the globalists are Satanists, all right? Lord Rothschild recently posed at a gallery of art worshiping the devil and praising Lucifer. You cannot make this up. They flaunt it in our face. That's what environmentalism is. It's about having an anti-human future and having people live in a subsistence, feudal, serf state. That's what they want. These people that have stolen the planet and are worth trillions of dollars
do not want you having a good life. They know you're having fun. They know you have a great wife, a great husband, great children. They hate your guts. They are the most horrible, evil people on the planet. They openly fund racism, war, degeneracy, pedophilia, everything else. Imagine the most horrible thing in the universe and then imagine it doubled, tripled, quadrupled. And being gullible and being domesticated just makes them rise up and attack you harder. And they're the ones that launched this whole attack on the planet, and they are the enemy of humanity and need to be stood up against.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump can turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, storable food, ready to get to you and your family now if you get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just reading what James Howard Kunstler said. Yeah, it's spring. Spring has sprung. And people want to get out. They got spring fever, and they're going bankrupt in many cases. And as he points out, he goes on to point out, he says, the mega machine that we have constructed to drive the society has now sucked a valve and thrown a rod. The machine is broken no matter how much more fuel the mechanics pump in. And we suspect that somebody may have topped it off with Karo syrup. That's a great analogy. That's exactly what I suspect. Anyway, the machine got too big, too complex, too many extraneous bells and whistles, and with way too much computerized cybernetic control built in, so the mechanics barely noticed that it was coming apart because, you know, they were all busy partying. The big machine is smoldering in a ditch for the moment, and the dazed and bloodied passengers realize that the ride is over and they must now march on to get somewhere, anywhere, away from this miserable ditch and the wreckage in it. But the good news is there's fine spring weather, and that's their only consolation. So he goes, yeah, we're told that this is capitalism that's failed. But it's not. It's a perversion of capitalism. Capitalism is, crony capitalism is what we have here. Cronyism. And as I had the guy call yesterday, he said, well, you're calling what's going on socialism. And it's like, look, if you... My definition of socialism, because, you know, we've had things anywhere from Nazis who called themselves socialists to the communists who called themselves socialists. And they were always told, well, socialism doesn't, that's not the socialism I'm talking about. Yeah, I know, you know, the East Germans call them socialists, call themselves socialists and the communists and the people in North Korea and so forth. But that's not really the way socialism works. Or even Venezuela, even though, you know, now it takes more than a month's wages to get a dozen eggs in Venezuela. See, here's the central issue that gets people confused. Because, you know, there's a lot of different variants of socialism, just like there's a lot of different variants of capitalism. And so when we talk about socialism, we're really talking about central control of everything, eventually. First, of the economy. That creates austerity. That makes people more and more dependent on the central government. That gives them more and more power. And then they wind up controlling everything. But they're not able to, even if they were benevolent dictators. And let's just understand, that is a fantasy. There are no benevolent dictators, I don't believe. But these people don't have the information to manage the economy from a central location. And that's what's being attempted in Washington right now. They think they can manage the economy from a centralized location. That's why this is socialism. When you put everybody, when you take people's jobs away, make them dependent on government, say, don't worry, we'll send you a check. and then you don't send a check, you've gone from socialism straight to communism. Communism, yeah, they where everybody's poor and they want to share that with you equally, right? So when we're talking about capitalism, what we're talking about is really corruption now. That's why I don't even like to talk about capitalism. I talk about free markets, unregulated, laissez-faire, liberty. That's what I talk about when I say free markets. I'm not talking about highly regulated markets where certain players are allowed to run the show. And now we have that on steroids, don't we? Openly, in your face, you shut down. Walmart can stay open. You shut down. You shut down over here. Home Depot can stay open. Lowe's can stay open, but you shut down. Now, that's in your face, cronyism. That's in your face, corruption, folks. That's in your face, fascism. The merger of corporations, big corporations, and government. That's what we're talking about here. So you want to call it fascism? You want to call it socialism? I don't argue with either one of those labels. What we're talking about is consolidation of power. And that's what the founders of this country were concerned about. They knew that if you consolidated political power, all economic power would also be consolidated. That's why they didn't want a central bank. They didn't want a central government. The purpose of the government was to have limited powers to defend the various independent sovereign states. So they wanted to divide power. I don't like to talk about states' rights. States don't have rights. People have rights. States have powers. They wanted to divide the power and give a little bit of it to the federal government. And they were so concerned about the little bit of it that they gave to the central government that they wanted to divide the central government into thirds. But they all understood that power corrupts absolutely. They also understood that power tends to consolidate and centralize. And that's exactly what we have going on now in steroids. That's what's destroying this country. You want to know why every election there's more and more money spent? More and more money is poured into the coffers of the politicians who then pour it into the coffers of their propaganda partners at Fox and CNN, MSNBC. Well, it's because that's where all the power is. I've said before we saw what's going on right now, the naked, in-your-face fascism, corporate fascism that is now coming out of Washington. Before we saw that, I said, you got to understand, why are we getting billions of dollars now? Spend about $1 billion for each candidate, typically. You've got people who are running for Congress that are spending more than presidential candidates spent 20, 25 years ago. And I said, why is this happening? Well, it's because you have to be a player in Washington to be able to make money. And boy, has that come literally true in the extreme now because of this COVID-19 fraud. Swindling, as he points out. He said, in a hyper-complex society, the management of wealth naturally grows hyper-complex, says James Howard Kunstler, with lavish opportunities and temptations for chicanery, cheating, fraud, and swindling. In other words, government. That's my definition of government. Chicanery, cheating, fraud, and swindling. That's how you define government. That's what it is today. He said, real capital is grounded in the production of real things of real value. And those real things that are produced of real value, they're stored with real money. Guess what? We don't have real money anymore. And our government is shutting down the ability to produce real things and to have real work. We're in real trouble, folks. The capital T, and that rhymes with C, and that stands for COVID. All this sounds like metaphysical BS, he said, I suppose. But we're obviously watching money disappear. Your paycheck's gone. That activity you started, a brew pub, a gym, an ad agency, that no longer produces revenue. The HR department at the giant company that you work for said, don't bother coming back into the office tomorrow or possibly ever again. So your bills are piling up. The numbers in your bank account are going to zero. That sure smells like money disappearing, doesn't it? Wait until the pension checks and the SNAP cards mysteriously stop landing in the mailbox. There's going to be a lot of trouble. Ordinary Americans are going to get super pissed if money doesn't disappear from the stock markets too, because they've seen this movie before. They will know for sure that they were played. They will know for sure that the class of people who hold most of the stocks are doing just fine, while everybody else stares into the abyss that is staring back at them. Yeah, that's exactly what's going to be happening, folks. And you just remember where this is going. Enough is enough, says a South Carolina restaurant owner. Reopens in defiance of the order. A South Carolina restaurant owner blasted the state's government over a warning that he received over serving guests outside in the patio and parking lot where they were sitting 20 feet apart. 20 feet apart. That's more than three times the magic six-foot number that they need for surveillance. It has nothing to do with hygiene. It's for surveillance. He goes, we've been at this for 6 or 7 weeks now. It's past the point where businesses can stand this, and it's time that something happened. Call me ignorant, call me crazy, he said to the radio station. He was talking in his interview that he had with Todd Starnes. He said, call me ignorant or call me crazy, I don't care. I'm trying to save my business and keep food on my employees' tables. That's all I care about. He said, besides sanitizing the table, he kept the group sizes down, even set the tables 20 feet apart. He said, despite that, he was warned by officers from the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division that if he didn't stop, he would lose his license. He said he was told that businesses in violation would be put to the back of the backlog in court, and it could be 2 years before we even have anybody listen to you. There you go. There you go. That's how this is playing out, folks. This is the way that we'll put you on a backlog. We won't even give you. What is that in the Constitution about a speedy trial? What is that about due process, the presumption of innocence, the trial by jury, not having excessive fines? No, no, no. If you open up, we'll lock you down forever. We'll put you out of business. All right, folks, they've tried to lock us down. They've tried to put us out of business. They kicked us off of social media, just like you saw. Repeat it again with David Icke. It happened a couple of years ago. You've been good to stand with us. We have great products that help you as well. Support your health, support your immune system. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix. We also have storable food now available again. We have a new hand sanitizer. And we have Survival Shield X2, nascent iodine, now 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now. The official numbers are now in. The United States is in the biggest financial collapse in our history. This is the worst employment collapse in U.S. history by a very wide margin, writes Michael Snyder at the Economic Collapse blog. At this point, we should no longer speak of economic collapse as something that will happen in the future. It is now here. And he does an excellent job in the article on InfoWars.com of laying it out. This was done by design. Trump fought to open the economy, but the hijacked blue cities and states with the Chi-Coms and with Hollywood and the media held America underwater until we sucked it into our lungs, and now we're lying there like a fish dying. There's not much time to get the water out of our lungs. So remember, for decades to come, when millions starve to death worldwide and you live in slums with no medicine, the globalist did this. The globalist did this. The globalist did this. The globalist did this.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You probably saw the list of businesses at the top of the Drudge Report yesterday. Big businesses, well-known businesses going out of business, filing for bankruptcy. People like Neiman Marcus, who always refer to them as needless markup, but now they're being marked down into bankruptcy. And understand, a lot of these big retailers were having difficulty already with the brick-and-mortar model that they had. This is part of what is behind this, I believe. The people who have been working hand-in-glove with the government in this, the big technocrats who are companies like Amazon, the people operating online, they're consolidating their political power. Two times before the fourth turning. You know, last time was the Great Depression, World War II. Prior to that, when you go back and look at the Civil War, and I've mentioned this in the past, yes, slavery was a component of it. Yes, slavery was reprehensible, but no, it was not the fundamental cause of that war. Both people in the North and South said that. The reality of it was not even about secession. The reality was that you had a society that was transitioning from an agrarian society and decentralized power to an industrialized society with centralized power. Because you had the same thing happening across Europe, especially in Italy. They had a civil war at exactly the same time as our civil war. It was a struggle between the agrarian power that was giving way to industrialization, the creation of the nation states, which would then go on to fight each other for territory and borders. In World War One, you had Germany, Prussia, and so forth, all these different nation states that were rising up and then fighting over the particular borders. That was what created World War One. But there was consolidation of the nation state that had never occurred prior to that throughout the major powers of Europe, except for the British government. You know, France, Germany, especially Italy, they were all fighting for that same time. That was really what was happening at that point in time globally. What we're seeing right now is a consolidation of the technocrats. And this is being waged against many large established businesses. It's being waged especially against mom and pop and independent businesses as well. So we see Neiman Marcus. We see Hertz filing for bankruptcy. We see J. Crew filing for bankruptcy. We see meat shortages everywhere. And Sarah Carter, who was on Fox News, told host Steve Hilton, nothing is going to come back unless people start reopening their business. Let's play that clip, video clip number 5.
He understands the suffering of the families that have been through COVID-19. He understands it because he's had friends who've been affected by it directly, but he also understands the pulse of the country. And what makes him so remarkable is that he gives Americans the right to have common sense. I mean, he says, look, if you're over 60, I understand if you don't want to expose yourself, you know, you can stay at home, you can stay from work until we get a better handle on this. But the American business owner, the small business, and I mean, we can do all the bailouts we want, Steve. We can push for more and more money. We can do bailouts. We can, you know, see unemployment surge and we can give people checks, but nothing is going to come back unless people start reopening their businesses, putting people back to work.
That's right. Unless people are allowed to live their lives. You know, it was said by Reagan, what is the difference between a recession and a depression? Well, a recession is when your neighbor loses their job. A depression is when you lose your job. And what we have right now is the kind of tyranny that says your job, your work, your business is not essential. That is full-on tyranny. And look, President Trump is saying some of the right things, but he's not doing anything about it. I'm sick and tired of him talking about this when and tweeting about it and doing nothing about it. He's leaving Fauci and Birx up there, giving them a platform. And if you can tell people they can open up, but if Fauci and Birx have got them scared of their shadows and OCD, nobody will even go to the businesses. They've got to be removed at the very least. We'll be right back.
It doesn't matter how hard I want to fight. If other human beings don't resonate with what I'm saying, if you don't spread the word, if you don't buy the products to fund our operation, the dog doesn't hunt. But you get that. You are patriots. You are people that live and work in the real world of every race, color, and creed and understand what's happening. And that's why when you call in and thank me for what I've done, it's really a sick joke. Thank you for what you've done. We're all in this together. We believe in the rights of the unborn. We believe in families. We believe in the right to self-defense. We believe in capitalism in America and Jesus Christ, number one. And we believe in free speech. And so the fact that you shop with us and the fact that you spread the word about what we're doing does everything in the world. That's why I salute you and I thank you continually, because the globalists thought they'd have this whole planet sewn up by now. They thought they'd be in charge. They thought they would have won, but they didn't count on you and I and others coming together. So God bless you all.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said last hour, we talked about the fact that it's the 50th anniversary of Kent State. I said, today, instead of some spoiled university students, the people who are upset, the people who are going to be the source of the unrest, are for the most part middle-class mom-and-pop business owners, not spoiled university students. And they're not going to be up against untrained National Guard, but they're going to be up against trained, militarized police who've been trained to shoot first, if they fear anything, and told that they'll be exonerated if they shoot first. Here's the commonality between the two groups, however. Both the university students and these business owners realized that the government is going to sacrifice their lives for a politicized agenda that is based on lies. Based on lies. And so you got these business owners, one of them, South Carolina, enough is enough. He said, we had our tables 20 feet apart at the restaurant, but I was still harassed by South Carolina law enforcement. Said, if you don't stop this, we're going to pull your license. And then if you want to appeal that, we will make sure that you don't get a hearing for 2 years. I mean, what kind of tyranny is that? We fought a revolution in this country because of that exact type of tyranny. And if you want to know, they didn't just dream this stuff up that we have in the Bill of Rights about due process and a speedy trial and no excessive fines and so forth. They had experienced exactly what we're now experiencing. Why? Because we don't value that. We don't understand human nature. We don't understand the nature of people in power. And we've forgotten history. And so what blows my mind is that Walmart is open. Why is corporate America open and making millions and billions while small businesses are dying? I can walk into Walmart. I can walk up to their deli. I can order a sandwich. She can make it in front of me. She can serve it to me. But I can't set people outside my restaurant in the parking lot 20 feet apart? How does that make sense? Well, it makes sense if you understand what the agenda is. The left has always said, think globally, act locally. The Democrats love to say all politics is local. Let me tell you something. The only politics that matters this time around is local. And I'm going to give you examples of that. This time around, you better get activated in your community. You better find out who these people are that are running for sheriff and for mayor and for city council. And you better pay clear attention to that. And you better organize people for that as if it was a presidential campaign, because it's more important than the presidential campaign. Presidents lie to us. That's how they get into office. And you can stop tyrannical orders coming out of the White House. You can stop tyrannical orders coming out of the governorship, whether or not they're Republican. And you can stop that with the right people in the community who know you, who know you. He goes on to say, the South Carolina restaurant owner, he said, they're not looking out for mom and pop shops out there. They're looking out for big business. He said he tried to get loans from the Paycheck Protection Program. He applied for the loan once it became available. He's never heard back. Imagine that. Imagine that. He said most of his employees haven't gotten paid any unemployment either. Here's another one. This one's in Arizona. Restaurant owners defying the governor's stay-at-home orders. Many businesses in Wickenburg, Arizona, are defying Governor Ducey's stay-at-home order and opening up. On Saturday, dozens came out to support those restaurants for opening their dining rooms, despite the risk of fines or more. Deborah Thompson, the owner of the Horseshoe Cafe, said, "I'm a little bit overwhelmed by the turnout I'm having." Thompson violated the governor's order, opened Horseshoe Cafe. Other businesses along the stretch followed suit, and then by the dozens, people across the state came out to support her. Thompson said, "You've got to stand up for what you believe in. This is America. It's not a communist country. We don't take orders from people who haven't passed laws. I don't care if they're a governor or president or some bureaucrat that's been there for 35 years like Fauci. We don't take orders from you. And we're going to shut you down at the local level. You better understand what's going on globally. And you better fight it locally, because you're not going to be able to fight it in Washington. It's too corrupt. It's long gone. Your state houses as well. Can't you see that now? This is not an analysis. This is historical fact. It's been illustrated to you for more than a month now. We're day 50 of this lockdown of America. America held hostage." She said, "I really feel like the numbers aren't supporting the shutdown anymore. Everyone is really frustrated by this," said a resident. Well, guess what? The numbers never supported this. The numbers were a lie from the CDC and the WHO, who have always lied to us about every one of these fake pandemics that never panned out. But they have never proposed to shut down and take over the economy worldwide. And let me tell you why these people are going along with it. It has nothing to do with a virus. It has everything to do with the central banks trying to cover their behinds, because they know that they have pumped out so much debt they can never recover from this. And so they're going to wipe the slate clean, and they're just pumping money into this sinkhole right now. And then they're going to say, "Don't string us up. Don't take us to the guillotine. It was the virus that did it to you. Not the people at the Federal Reserve or the Bank of International Settlement. No, we didn't do that, or the IMF. We didn't do that. It was the virus that did it to you." Yeah, right. The governor is saying, "This is an order enforceable by law, $2,500 fine and 6 months in jail, and you are playing with your liquor license." You see, that's where they always go to these people. They've established the idea. This is one of the things that always bothered me as a business owner. I kept hearing from everybody, "Welfare is a right. Healthcare is a right." Oh, but go get your privilege, your business privilege license. I got to have, be able to work and support myself and to hire people. That's a privilege. But if I want to go on welfare, if I want to get free healthcare, that should be a right, said the Democrats. And that's exactly where we are. Now they're holding that over people's heads, blackmailing them with that permission. Orange County. Orange County, California. A restaurant hit capacity after opening their door. The owner of Nomad's Canteen in San Clemente had reached out to city and county officials to let them know he was going to reopen. Nobody stopped him. Nomad's was full to capacity not long after the door opened on Sunday. "I'm emotional," said the owner. "It's a bigger fight than for my restaurant. This is for my people." He said he has 25 employees who rely on his payroll. His restaurant has been serving takeout only since mid-March, but that was only bringing in 10% of usual business. He said, "How long do we hide from it? Regardless, we can't stop working. We can't stop living." And I said from the very beginning, and I repeated it again last week and again yesterday, even if this was a bioengineered virus, and it's a good chance it was. I lean to believing that it was. But I also believe that even though they bioengineered it, they didn't do it as effectively as they've done the propaganda and the psychological engineering. That's what you should really fear. The fact that they could get people cowering in their homes with a bunch of fake news out of CNN, Fox, just unquestioningly publishing propaganda from Fauci and CDC, and shutting down anybody who opposes that or deconstructs that. But I said at the very beginning, I said, regardless of how deadly this disease is, shutting down everything is not a viable strategy. It was never a viable strategy. If you're going to fight a war, you don't shut down your healthcare system. You don't shut down your food supply. You don't shut down your energy to power the hospitals. You gear up. You don't shut everything down and go hide in the corner. He said 6 weeks is plenty of time. That's what I believe. On a sunny day like this, nobody is at risk. That's right. And so let me just remind you of what some wise men said on July 4th, 1776. Prudence will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind's more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they're accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them to absolute despotism, it's their right and duty to throw that off.
How do you put a people under house arrest? How do you put them under siege? Well, you tell them you're protecting them from a virus that you yourself cooked up with the globalist deep state and then had China release to then take down the populist president and those pesky American people that have become too uppity. Bill Maher even admitted it. Man, I hope we have a depression. And now they've tailored the whole thing where the big corporations and the media are going to keep the country closed along with the help of the blue cities and blue states all the time, blaming Trump and capitalism and Americanism for the depression it creates. If America is that stupid, we deserve what happens to us. But as for me, I'm not sitting here and I'm not taking it. It's all the nanny state and the peer pressure that they're the good people keeping everybody safe. But that's not what they're doing. They are pulling America up by its roots and irrevocably damaging our savings, our health, our whole world, and committing millions of third world people to death.
When one studies history and human nature, you learn very quickly that rugged individualism and people that think for themselves build free societies, innovate, do amazing things. But those that love to grovel, those that love to be subservient, those that love to comply and think that it's a virtue, they create stagnation, corruption, tyranny, and then finally collapse. And the world is now being tested. And we're seeing lots of dutiful individuals who've complied and submitted their whole lives, believing if they just submit now in a bigger way, somehow they'll create a heavenly future. But the technocrats running the global system are oppressive and anti-human and are psychotic and are building an anti-human future. Submission to them is like tying a big boulder on your neck and throwing it into the ocean. 10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, storable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com. Globalism is all about making the nation state and the population itself obsolete, non-essential. That's why they position it with economic tariffs, taxes, and controls to where family farms and industry that's based in the United States has to shut down or be part of a large corporate conglomerate. That's part of making us obsolete so that as the human world is phased out, they can simply look at us and say, because again, you are non-essential. That's what the robots and all of this is about. It's about setting it up where we're no longer in charge of our lives. We can be told to stay in our houses. And after all, shut up. This world doesn't belong to people anyways. It belongs to the new AI gods, the rich elitists that have merged with machines. Yeah, that sounds completely insane, doesn't it? That's actually the public plan they're pushing. These people are completely psychotic and make Hitler look like a choir boy.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, people are waking up. Their lives are at stake, and they understand it. And so the question is, what is the empire going to do about it? Well, they're striking back. They're putting out a narrative about how this is going to kill people. If we open up, people are going to die. We got a second wave that's coming. You can't escape this. Even if you've had it and recovered, and even if you got antibodies, you're still going to catch it again and die. And these people are opening up. They're threatening your life. And I saw this. I've been seeing this from the very beginning. As Scott Adams pointed out, he said these so-called freedom lovers are indistinguishable from sociopaths. And I replied to that, and I said, these pragmatists are indistinguishable from totalitarians. Because that's the argument that, it's just practical for us to take everything that you got to keep you completely safe. But restaurant owners, small businesses are not having it. And here's another example. El Dorado County, California, the Cafe El Dorado opened its doors for dine-in service Friday, first time since the statewide stay-at-home order went into effect March 19th. We either run around in fear of getting a virus or we become homeless, said the owner, Cherry Baldridge. I'm going to be homeless if I don't open my business back up. From the packed parking lot to the business dining room, the restaurant saw its first lunch rush in more than a month. I found myself just smiling the whole time, said a customer. It was not the business owner, the customer. I found myself smiling the whole time. I was like, wow, this feels awesome. Another customer said, it felt like getting back to normal. We're going to get back to normal. We're not going to have these globalist shills like Fauci and Burks working for Gates, being propped up by President Trump. We're not going to have them establish a new normal for us. I know that's what they're trying. We're not going to have it. We're going to take our homes back. Here's a good example. Pennsylvania, a dairy farmer decides to bottle his own milk rather than dump it out, and he sells it out in hours. This is from returntonow.net. Sarah Burrows, the American spirit lives on at a 300-year-old cream-lined dairy farm where a farmer is working around the clock to bottle his own milk after the processor that he normally sells it to told him to dump it. Locals are lining up to support him. So we got to cut out this complex machinery. You know, I mentioned earlier, Kunstler saying, look, we've got this complex machinery here. It's thrown a rod. We think that somebody topped it up with some Karo syrup and it's smoking in the ditch. And the bloodied passengers have got to get out and say, that thing is a complicated, idiotic system. And we're not going to go with that anymore because it's this idiotic system that's causing, along with the orders of from the White House on down, is causing massive shortages of food while the farmers are going under. The current consumers can't find it. If they can, the prices are going up. Meanwhile, the farmers are destroying food left and right. So this guy, Ben Brown's dairy processor, told him they could no longer buy his milk. Rather than giving up or throwing it out, he started bottling it himself. Brown's Whoa Nelly Dairy Farm has been providing high-quality cream-lined milk since the 1700s. He sells some of it at his on-site farm store, but a large portion of it used to be sold to a dairy processor who pasteurized it and bottled it for restaurants and markets. When he realized he'd have to dump hundreds of gallons of milk each week until his 70 milking cows dried up, he couldn't bear it. So he got to work, literally around the clock, pasteurizing it in small batches in his 30-gallon vat and then bottling it and selling it. He posted on Facebook that he'd open up the farm store for additional hours and sell the milk directly to the consumers, and he said the response was overwhelming. The line to get into the store was at least 20 customers deep for several hours. I know their uncle, said one customer, Larry Bassinger, and we want to help the Brown family through this. We're going to buy 10 gallons, and I have orders from our whole family. They sold out within hours, and they've sold out almost every day since. On days they didn't sell out, they donate their fresh, non-homogenized milk to local charities. I hate waste. I don't want to dump milk. People can use it, and I still have to pay my bills, said Brown. He and his wife, Mary Beth, purchased the farm 4 years ago from his parents. He admitted to a local newspaper that his family has been barely scraping by for recent years, and that at first he was afraid the lockdown would be the end of the business. But instead, he has now purchased a larger additional. He had a 30-gallon pasteurization vat. Now he's got an additional 45-gallon pasteurization vat. And he said they're going to, so they won't have to stay up processing anymore. You know, it was about 9 years ago when I was doing freelance work. I talked about this very thing at the time. And we didn't have a crisis like we've got now. But at the time, I realized that a lot of local farmers, and this has been an ongoing story for a long time, it's just now ramping up considerably. I realized there's a lot of really good food out there. And when we go to the complicated, complex distribution system that we have, we're getting food that's had a lot of preservatives and other things added to it, garbage in other words. And the farmers are not getting the money that they need to get. So I did a video for a contest that was there to support local farm products. We call that Locavore, Eating Locally. And let me play you a little bit of that because we need to stand together, folks, on this video clip number 9.
Probably heard of a carnivore. Maybe you've heard of an herbivore. But have you heard of a locavore? It's not something that's going to eat your location. A locavore eats things that grow locally. Actually, this is what a young locavore in training looks like. You see, we've learned that we can eat locally produced food for the same or less money, and it's much fresher and better tasting. Many farmers in our area open their farms to consumers to buy directly or pick the fruit. We go as a family, and we have a great time. But there's one farm trip that stands out from all the rest. Picking apples in the fall on a mountain orchard. This year, we got there right at the end of the season. All the low-hanging fruit was gone, and we got to do something we'd not done in years past. Use this picker to get the apples from the tops of the trees. It lets you grab and pull the apple, and it has a bag that catches it. Hopefully. After a while, we got pretty good at fishing for apples. And the little bag holds quite a few. We love visiting farms and getting fresh produce. We understand that farmers are struggling like the rest of us, and we hope that by buying direct from them, it will help them to stay in business so we can get fresh, healthy food as long as they're keeping it rural.
That's right, folks. We're going to stand together or we're going to hang separately. Seems like I heard that somewhere before. A wise man once said that. We'll hang together or we will hang separately. And you better understand that your future, whether it's your food or your freedom, is going to be determined locally. Locally. We got to take back our communities. It's no coincidence that everything that Fauci and Burks and Gates want to do is to isolate you, make you hyper-atomized, destroy all community, destroy all family. Look, I understand as a libertarian, we get so focused sometimes on individual liberty that we don't understand the importance of coming together as a community, but we have to fight collectively to support our individual liberty. It's just that simple. And you better pay attention to what's going on in your community this fall. It's imperative. If you don't understand that yet, we'll be right back.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now.
Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the InfoWar. You are the Paul Revere's.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, you know, the Democrats tell us they're going to tax the rich and feed the poor. But instead, what they do is they let the rich get richer, and nobody feeds the poor. And that's really what's going on right now. they're not taxing the rich. The rich are getting really rich off of this engineered crisis, and the middle class is being destroyed. A good example of where this is being pushed back, though. Let's have some optimistic stuff. And we'll also talk about how these tyrants like Governor Whitmer, as they continue to extend and double down, the people like Whitmer, the people like the governor of Oregon and so forth, as they continue to push and push and push, they have jumped the shark. And people are going to push back. And this may be an opportunity for us to finally take our freedom. St. Paul Barbershop reopens despite coronavirus lockdown. I highlight this because, folks, this is where freedom is going to be won. We have to understand what the globalists are doing, but we have to act locally, individually, and as a community. We have to support these businesses that are opened up. And we need to have local officials who are going to stand with the community behind them. They're going to have to stand against these tyrannical orders that are coming from state and federal government. And as I was saying when we went to break, we have to understand that liberty is ultimately individual. However, you have to work collectively to make sure that you have individual liberty. You have to understand the power of the community. Posse comitatus. That's what that Latin phrase means, the power of the community. Now, the people who founded this country didn't want to have a professional standing army. Whether you call them a police department or you call it a military. They didn't want a permanent standing army to protect them. They were going to be protected by the power of the community. That's what the posse is about. You have an elected sheriff. He's elected, so he is accountable to the people in some way. And the people are the ones who are actually going to protect the community. You're familiar with what a posse looks like and all the Westerns that you've seen. As a matter of fact, we're going to have an interesting show tomorrow. We're going to have a guy who wrote a book about the Earps and the Clantons, one of the most famous historical and cultural events in our country. I mean, so much has been said and written and enacted about this, and he's got a new book talking about what's going on with that. So we're going to have a little bit of a break tomorrow. We're going to talk about that as well, but we'll also be covering the news. But it'll be nice to get back to when America was wild and free again and talk about some of the issues there. But folks, you had a sheriff, and if something happened in the community, he would call up the citizens who had arms for their own protection and for the protection of the community. That's what the Second Amendment is about. That's precisely what it's about. You got these liars that are part of the standing military, like McChrystal, who are out there trying to subvert the Second Amendment. Say, oh, only the military should have this. No, there shouldn't even be a standing military. There shouldn't even be a standing military. That is anathema to the principles of America. You don't need it. Switzerland had a citizen militia. They were able to hold off the Nazis. You don't need it. It's a danger to you. It's not for your safety. It is a threat to you to have a standing military. And if we look at the professional police forces, they would be the second largest military in the world after our regular military if they were a separate police force, if they were separate military. No, you need the power of the community. And that's why I say, if you have the community coming together, standing behind a sheriff, and you've got your in case you got a what is a remedy for a sheriff who gets rogue? Well, you got armed citizens, and so the armed citizens can take down the sheriff if they need to. That's typically not the case because the sheriff is elected, but the sheriff is there as the power of the community to call out the posse comitatus. St. Paul Barbershop reopens when many stores ran low on toilet paper earlier this year. Milan Denny scrambled to find 2,000 rolls he could give away to passerbys outside his University Avenue barbershop in St. Paul. He gave away 1,000 hand soaps as well. These days, however, he says he's got nothing left to give. Denny kept his head up, counting on the governor to lift the stay-at-home orders and reopen his barbershop business on May 4th. He operates his barbershop as well as a nonprofit that provides free back-to-school haircuts and backpacks. This is a guy who has been seriously betrayed by the system. My wife sent me a clip from The Grapes of Wrath. I get choked up just thinking about it. It was the people who were making the trip to California during the Depression. Totally poor, absolutely poor. They go into a restaurant asking to buy a couple of pieces of bread, and the waitress is giving them a real hard time. We don't sell bread. We only sell sandwiches and so forth. Well, I don't have the money for a sandwich. Can I buy some bread? And they go around and around. Finally, the guy who's cooking said, give him the bread. And so she kind of begrudgingly gives him the bread. And then as she starts to think about it, she gives him the entire loaf. And then as he's starting to leave, he sees the candy and he goes, and there's a couple of kids with him. He goes, how much is the candy? And I think she said, two for a penny or something like that. And so he gave her the penny that he had left. And the whole time they keep cutting to these truckers who are giving her hard looks, first at the beginning because she was kind of hard-hearted. And then at the end of it, they're giving him her hard look. And as they leave, they give her more money than she just gave away. That's the way this barber is. He gave away 2,000 rolls of toilet paper. He gave away 1,000 hand soaps.
and he's got nothing left to give. And he's got to open up. But the governor doesn't want him to. He says, these are shampoo capes. He says, they're no stick. They're non-fabric vinyl aprons. He said, we sterilize it. Same way we do our combs and barbicide. It's been approved by the EPA as a disinfectant against coronavirus. See, even the government says it's okay. He says, I'm not trying to be disrespectful in any way to rules or laws, but it's not fair. These are the kind of people that are being destroyed by Fauci, Burks, the president who stands behind them, the governors who issue the orders, by the technocrats who are profiting from this, by the Walmarts and Amazons who are profiting from this. As these people are being put out of business, their lives are being destroyed, who stand with their community. I will not stand with a president who allows this to happen. He can stop this. And as I said before, it doesn't matter how much he tweets or talks about opening things up. As long as he's got Fauci and Burks on the platform with him, he is gaslighting people so much that they are afraid and fearful and angry and will attack us if we live our lives. That cannot stand. We cannot allow these people in Washington, Trump, Fauci, and Burks, to destroy our society. I will not be silent, and you better not be silent. You better not stand by, because they are imposing a psychological system of control. This is nothing but conditioning. This is psychological conditioning. Here, you put this on. All right, we'll take it off a little bit. You do exactly what I say. Now I'll let you do this. You better understand what's behind all of this. You better not get caught up in partisan loyalty. Loyalty to an individual. You better understand that anybody that approaches the precious jewel of liberty should be regarded with suspicion. President Trump has not approached it. He has ground it into the dust, saying one thing one minute and something else the next minute. I am sick of the duplicity and the lies, and you should be as well. We'll be right back.
Well, Communist China wouldn't sign on to the carbon taxes that would cut their energy use by half. And the United States wouldn't sign on to it. So guess what happened? Along came COVID-19, and Bill Gates is celebrating, saying it's already cut your carbon footprint by half. And that means you're going to be poor now and under his control. And of course, with the medical tyranny comes the forced inoculations, a ink microchip that comes with the vaccine, and so much more. And Bill Gates admits that 700,000 people will get sick and die from it. So remember, folks, they're coming to hurt you and your family and destroy your basic rights. The same left that says kill babies all day long, women own their bodies, now say you don't own your body, and they're coming to forcibly inoculate you. And if you don't submit, you can't buy or sell or leave your home. Mark the beast. Oh, and guess what? Jeffrey Epstein and all these people hang out together with Bill Gates and are a bunch of dirty devil worshipers in your face. They hate you and your family. And all of a sudden, the trap snaps and you're inside. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, going back to the Magna Carta in 1215, of hard-fought basic human dignity and liberty, and believing that the individual was sovereign and had basic unalienable rights, has been absolutely erased just in March. And the Communist Chinese have been our teachers, and big tech has been our controllers. We're all being introduced now to the digital straitjacket that depends on us complying with it and depends on us all henpecking each other into submission. But for all of you out there that have decided to go along with this, mark your calendars down. And then in a few months, a few years, look at the world and remember, you did this. You were the prisoners. You were the slaves. You were the people that crouched down and licked the hand that fed you. As for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breathe uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breathe air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breathe and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cobra is now in command of you and your family. Google and Facebook, as well as Apple, work closely with our organization, the HISCOR, to surveil your every movement with robot drones and other systems to ensure the safety of the public. Of course, it was I, 12 years ago, with Obama, who serves us well, and Fauci, who transferred the bioweapons to communist China so we could now release the weapon. But without the loving liberal media scaring you into submission and the corporate press worshipping corporations that shut down all access, as well as blue city governors and mayors, we would never have been able to give you the depression that will destroy your future forever and starve the third world. Well done, American cowards.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As we're looking at what's going on in California, Nomads, Canteen, San Clemente, some Orange County restaurants and shops reopening. They said stopping by the cafe. This is being reported by the Orange County Register. It says stopping by this canteen on Saturday felt a bit like jumping into a time machine and going back 2 months. Yeah, you know, I kind of feel like I'm in Back to the Future lately. I feel like, remember that was done in 1985, I think. They went back 30 years into the past, 55. Then in the second one, they go 30 years into the future. And I feel like I'm kind of in that future that's being run by Biff. Well, look at what's happened to our society and the way that we have the tyranny that's been going on. Yeah, it felt like jumping into a time machine and going back just 2 months. Not 30 years, but just 2 months. Before the coronavirus pandemic shuttered businesses across the country and changed life for everyone. Dozens of diners sat at tables in sunny decks, at the sunny deck or inside, around the beach-themed bar, toasting margaritas, enjoying poke bowls or poke bowls. I don't know what that is. Almost no one from the staff to the customers wore masks. Isn't that nice? Yeah, I'd stop by to get some Targets this weekend at Academy, and I was very happy with that store. I don't know if this is something that's going on at all academies, but we were greeted at the door by a guy who was not wearing a mask. And neither were we. We were wondering if anybody was going to tell us we had to wear a mask. I've had that happening for the last several weeks. And so I complimented his choice in freedom. And I said, he had a beard too. I said, yeah, it doesn't do any good with a beard. And he goes, they don't do any good anyway. I said, you're absolutely right. Nobody in the store, except for a couple of customers, nobody that was working there was wearing a mask. I was so happy to see that. They'll be getting more of my business, I can tell you. People are saying I have blood on my hands and that their grandma is going to die for opening up, said the Nomad's canteen owner. He said, but I'm not forcing anybody to come here. If you don't feel the way we do, just stay at home. But see, here's the problem. As I pointed out yesterday, we've had business owners who opened up in Georgia. They said, well, we thought our business would only be maybe 10% of what it used to be. We had two people show up the entire weekend. Why? Because they've been frightened to death by Fauci and Burks. That's what these people, you got blood on your hands. My grandma's going to die because of you. Where did they hear that? Well, they heard it from CNN, from Fox. And where did they hear that? Oh, they heard it from Fauci and Burks. Where did they hear that? Well, they heard it from the WHO and Bill Gates. And Trump just stands there. Just stands there. He'll tweet out, oh, you need to open. And then when he says, good job, Georgia governor, Birx comes over and talks to him. He goes, they shouldn't open up. I mean, he's got the right to, you know, he can do that if he wants, but he really shouldn't. So where do these people getting this idea that you and I, who are living our lives normally, are a threat to their life? Well, it's coming from the White House crew. Personnel are policy. The COVID-19 personnel are Fauci and Birx. And it is Trump's policy. It's Trump's personnel. It's Trump's policy. If you support Trump, you better tell him that he doesn't want to be Herbert Hoover number two. Anyway, they go on to say, no one said anything to the owner of Jack's Surfboards, which opened up Saturday morning for the first time in 6 weeks. He said, we're not trying to be rebels or anything, but we got bills to pay. He applied for a loan through the federal stimulus plan, but he hasn't heard back. Oh, imagine that. Imagine my surprise. How many times have we heard this story from everybody? Well, guess what? If he had been following this program, he would have realized that all of that money was immediately snapped up by the giant pigs always feeding at the trough. Remember I talked about that last week? I used the analogy of the pigs finding a stash of cocaine in Italy, $20,000 worth of cocaine, and they all snarfed it up. And I said, yeah, we've got the cokeheads in Wall Street basically snatching up all the money because they know exactly where to find that money because they're so connected to the people, the other pigs in Washington, D.C. So he never heard anything back about that. He said businesses like his and people that depend on them can only hang on for so long if they're forced to stay closed. Other local shops never close, he said, and he hasn't heard of anybody being fined there. A woman's clothing boutique in San Clemente called At Ritual. The worker there said the owner is a single mom with kids. She can't afford to lose her business. She said they shut down for weeks, only doing personal deliveries when regular customers requested them. But she said she'd heard from a customer who just had a double mastectomy, couldn't fit into any of her clothes, so they opened one day just for her. Then they heard that some other businesses were doing it, and it emboldened them to stand for their freedom. See, that's how it works. You stand together for freedom. You stand with each other. You get people who are local officials who will stand against these governors like Newsom or Greg Abbott here in Texas, who says, I'm sorry, you can only open up 50%. Even if there's no cases and haven't been for weeks, you can only open up 50%. Shut up. You're supposed to be a Republican. Give me a break. Give me a break. Washington State, the line stretches out the door at a barber shop, defying the law. This barber, former Marine, says he closed his doors for about a month when the pandemic was first announced by Fauci. However, he says when the money got tight, he opened up in secret. Oh, yeah, we got speakeasy here, right? Barbershop of the speakeasy. He said, I wouldn't turn the lights on. I'd come in and cut their hair and then lock the door. But then he said he heard that the county sheriff, Adam Fortney, is not enforcing the stay-at-home order. So on April the 21st, Fortney actually posted on Facebook, the sheriff posted on Facebook. He said several things that were focused on the COVID-19 situation and the state's response to the virus, but he said he would not enforce the order. So Martin says he turned the open sign on the very next day after seeing the post. He said, Adam Fortney, thank you. I'm going back to work. Absolutely, folks. That is exactly what has happened. As I said, the power of the community. Get the posse together and run those son of a bees from the state government and the federal government. Run them out of town at gunpoint if necessary. But get the posse together. Get a good sheriff elected and stand together as a community. That's the only way we're going to have any freedom left in this country. He says, and this is the commentary. From Fox News reporting this. So this is a Fox affiliate reporting this. And they say, this act is in clear defiance of the governor's order and what the scientists say is needed to continue our progress. You see, that's Fox. That's Fox commentary. That's Fox, no different from CNN or MSNBC when it comes to this. Well, but you trust them, right? Because they're Fox. Just like you trust President Trump, just like you trust somebody with an R after their name. You better start paying attention to what these people are telling you. Judge them by their works. By their works, you will know them. Yeah. It actually makes them more dangerous when they come to you in sheep's clothing, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Yeah, that's Fox News saying, well, this is, the guy said, it's fine with me. Take away my license or don't renew it. I'm going to operate anyway. What are you going to do now? I don't need a piece of paper to do what I've been doing for 60 years, said the barber. That's the path, folks. We tell them, take your privilege license and use it for the toilet paper if you are short toilet paper. Otherwise, you can put it in the trash. The Orange County Rebellion against Gavin Newsom's abuse of power, as they put it, has begun. Big crowds gathering together on Main and PCH and Huntington Beach to protest this. And, of course, we saw this last weekend. And, of course, the response of the government was kind of like Kent State. Let's take these ladies and rub their face in the ground as we beat them and handcuff them. Yeah, that's what we saw there. Large crowds protesting in front of the Massachusetts State House as well, demanding reopening of the economy. We have large crowds in Dover, Wilmington. We have an Ohio GOP lawmaker says he will not wear a face mask. He says, well, God doesn't wear one, so I'm not going to wear one. He created us in his image, and he wants us to be able to see our faces. Well, I wouldn't have put it that way. What I would have said is these face masks are being demanded by people who think they're God. They're demanding it because they think they're God. I will not obey them because they think they are God. I will not obey them because they do not have any legitimate authority. The legitimate authority, the king in this country, is the Constitution. These people swore an oath to it. That's why they have the power that they have. They no longer have any authority if they disobey that. But they still may have power. That's why we have to organize at the local level, with officials, with sheriffs, who will stand with the community and give the community power. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, storable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. It's The David Knight Show.
this last hour, I'm going to get into what's really behind this. Again, it's now starting to you're starting to see DARPA pop up in terms of politics, in terms of the election, in terms of dirty tricks, in terms of being allied with people like General McChrystal, who has been allied, and he's now allied with Biden. He's been allied with the people trying to take guns, saying nobody should have guns except the people under his command. Nobody but the military should have guns. And so we're going to talk about what this looks like. Because as I pointed out yet again yesterday, and I was glad that Caitlin Johnston went back and got some of the quotes of what was told to Congress. Not too many people paid any attention to it. Most of the people in the Congress left after the people from Facebook and Google and Twitter left. The congressman left, the press left, but then the real reveal began. Because you had a guy who had spent his entire life working for the military-industrial complex as an intelligence officer, and then in private business saying, we've got to silence the cannons on social media. Because, you know, the British came for the cannons at Concord and Lexington. They didn't just come for the rifles. Santa Ana came for the cannons at Goliad. That's why you've got the cannon on the original come and take it flag. I know you probably haven't seen the cannon too much anymore. It's mostly AR-15s on that flag now. But he came for the cannons. And they came for the cannons on social media, August 6th, 2018. Came for Alex Jones and InfoWars. This last weekend, they came for David Icke. They're not going to stop coming. They're going to keep going until we shut that down. But that's what these people are really about. And they got people like McChrystal, because this is a civil war of information right now. And it's going to be applied to the election as well. So we'll talk about how DARPA is going to be interfering and rigging the election coming up here in just one moment. But let's finish up with what's really going on with these tyrants, who I think have really jumped the shark, and they're sowing the seeds of their own destruction. There's a Babylon Bee article that is set up as a satire. And I don't know if these people realize that this isn't really satirical. It's hard to stay out in front of reality as insane as reality has become. So here's their article. Lockdown made permanent to end traffic deaths for good. Well, yeah, that's what we're hearing from all these. They're so excited because they were able to enact their Green New Deal in just a couple of weeks when they stopped talking about unicorn farts and they start talking about COVID-19. They were able to get all this put in. Now, we've had here in Austin, many other cities, probably in your city as well, you know, there was the Agenda 21 that became a UN 2030 agenda for sustainability. It proposed all of this. We've got to get rid of the cars. We're going to get rid of the drivers in the cars. That's the way we get the traffic deaths down to zero. We make sure that there's no drivers. We'll be controlling all the cars, and you'll be moving along at the speed of a shopping cart under central control, central tracking. You will have certain areas of the town that you'll not be allowed to go to. They'll be geofenced off. It's kind of like life in the village that was portrayed by Patrick McGoohan and The Prisoner in the 60s. That is now so outdated, isn't it? I mean, what they have devised is so much more sophisticated. But in essence, that's exactly what is being created. The village of The Prisoner. And of course, you know, these golf carts and so forth, the Rover would not allow him to get to certain areas or to get away from the village. And that's precisely what these people have talked about. Vision Zero, the road to zero. That's what they call it in your city. Look it up. You probably got it. 1 million people die in auto accidents every year. And if you want people to be able to go outside, you obviously need, you want these people to die, said New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Yeah, that's the analogy that they're using. But believe me, that's exactly where this all came from and where it is headed to. It's going to go to the automobiles. We'll be right back.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
At the top of the hour, I was reading the headline from Babylon Bee. Lockdown made permanent and traffic deaths for good. Yeah, this is exactly what they had intended. They were going to lock down your transportation to end traffic deaths for good. It was called UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. It's called the Road to Zero. It was called Vision Zero. All these different things are being done to do road calming, putting speed bumps everywhere, and do road diets, putting bicycle lines lanes everywhere, so that they create more congestion, which actually makes things worse. They've actually seen, as they apply these types of tactics, they've actually seen pedestrian deaths go up. But, unintended consequences, or maybe intended consequences, who knows? But in this Babylon Bee story, which maybe they realize, maybe they don't realize, that this is no longer satire. This is actually a 20-year-old agenda from the United Nations. I keep telling people, when they talk about gun control, they say, all right, you're going to take the guns from everybody because somebody shot a couple of dozen people, so you're going to take them from all the law-abiding citizens at once? That's the whole idea behind COVID-19. You got a couple of people. A couple of dozen people died in a community or a state or whatever, so we're going to lock down everybody now. We're going to treat everybody as if they are contaminated, infected. We don't even have tests to even know if the people that they say died from this really died from it. But you're going to lock down everybody? That's the same mentality they used to impose mandatory vaccines as well over measles. Nobody died with measles. And these alleged outbreaks, oh, we think we've had 650 people that have been exposed to measles because somebody came in the LAX airport last year. All right, that means that we've got to lock those people down in quarantine, and we've got to force everybody to get vaccines whether they want them or not, and we're going to make that a condition of going back to school. Oh, isn't that familiar? All these things that they were using for gun control, all these things that they were using for mandatory vaccines are now being used because of COVID-19, and they were able to get away with it. The climate change thing didn't do it for them, but this is doing it for them. And so in this satire, they have Governor Cuomo saying, and it is not Governor Cuomo saying it, but you can imagine him saying it. 1 million people die in auto accidents every year. And if you want people to be able to go outside, you obviously want all these people to die. I've seen many people say that about gun control legislation. Look at how many more people die with cars. And I keep telling them, shut up. Don't use that argument. They're already using that argument to take away your freedom of movement. But now, he's saying, if you're going to go outside with a car, that means that you're going to be killing people. And that's really what is coming in the second wave of tyranny. Not only now, they've got a vast number of people. Fauci and Birx have gotten a large percentage of the population, OCD, absolutely afraid of their shadow, afraid to breathe in the air, afraid to touch anything. And now they're going to start talking about the lie of the second wave. And they're going to get you not just afraid of the virus, but angry, violently angry at people who don't follow the procedures that they're following. You understand? That's the second wave of this tyranny. We're not out of this yet. Got some very good examples of the best of us, the people who have set up their own businesses, tried to be independent, have responsibility for their employees. The best of us are now pushing back on this. But we have to understand what the masses are being told by CNN, by Fox, by MSNBC, by the Wall Street Journal, and so forth. They go on in the satire to say from Governor Cuomo, why do you hate people so much, you anti-science bigots? I'll wait for an answer. And he stood there for his arms folded waiting for an answer. But because it was a live stream, he was silent till they cut off his feed. So, you know, if you want to have a car out there, then, you obviously want to kill people. You are a hateful individual, and we are justified in hating you for your freedom. They hate us for our freedoms, folks. And these are the people establishing these policies, and they're getting the masses to hate us for our freedoms as well. Together we can defeat death itself, says California Governor Gavin Newsom. Exactly right. Now, to give you an idea, and now this is not satire, but it does sound like it. Buffets could be banned for good after the coronavirus. And this is coming out of Australia. It said a raft of rules may be the norm. First in pubs, cinemas, clubs, and sporting events. Pubs discussing banning service buzzers. I don't know what that is. Bar water jugs and laminated menus. As the state and federal governments in Australia work to bring Australia back to normal. Yeah, that's right. We're going to bring Australia back to normal. We're going to ban buffets. We're going to ban people going to any kind of event. We're going to ban people going to churches, anything, you know, funerals, weddings, all that. Not going to have that. We're going to get back to normal. No, this is the ultimate. The reality is much more absurd than the satire. And I mean, the reality is that they do want to ban cars. And they are very happy that you don't see cars on the road. And they want to keep it that way. Baltimore police are now recording all citizens with full-time aerial cameras. These are the kinds of cameras that were used abroad in our undeclared unconstitutional wars, now being turned against the American people, as we were warned by the founding fathers of our country. You know, because of COVID-19, we have to do this. Now, let me tell you, I've talked about small business owners who are seeing the big bills piling up, seeing their life's work destroyed, coming back. But this is also affecting employees as well. I had this document sent to me from a listener, and he was talking about the kind of daily screening that he's having to go through in this company that he works for. And he sent me a screenshot of the questionnaire. He said, here is the new survey they give us at work. If you answer yes to even one of these questions, you're immediately pulled aside to a back room by the head of security and interrogated. If they suspect that you may have been exposed, like you went to Houston, for example, or you had the gall to get out of your car, then you're banned from the property for 2 weeks. See? You don't get to work for 2 weeks. Additionally, I'm confused as to how they have the legal authority to ask people these questions and then retaliate against them based on the answers. I was under the impression that discrimination based on a medical condition is a felony under federal law. Well, that's assuming that we have a law, that we pay attention to laws. It's assuming that we pay attention to the Constitution. But let's look at this questionnaire here. First question is, COVID-19 yourself. One, do you have any symptoms today? And you answer yes or no. This is a computerized thing you have to do as you go to work each day. Number two, does COVID-19 live in the same house? Does anybody in your house have symptoms today? And then number three is, in the last 14 days, have you recently traveled to a city or state listed on the high-risk area for transmission table that has not been previously disclosed? And so they've got, you know, the CDC data that's being used to impose this on everybody. And so they list restricted states such as California, New York, Washington, Connecticut, New Jersey. Restricted cities are Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit, Miami, New Orleans. Then they say, in the last 14 days, has any person in your home recently traveled to a city or state listed in these things? And so you say yes or no. So it's first you, then anybody in your family. Then the next thing is, because evidently they're here in Texas, in the last 14 days, has any person in your home, including you, been to Dallas or Houston? And you haven't previously disclosed this. Next question, have you been to an event or to a get-together with people outside of your household members? Extended family or friends or what? In other words, did you go to church? Did you go to a wedding? Did you go to a funeral? Did you go to a birthday party? Well, 2 weeks away from work without pay. And they say, note, according to the city's stay home work safe ordinance, both public and private gatherings are prohibited unless those present are all members of your household. Number seven, have you visited any non-essential crowded facility, such as a movie theater, bar, event place? Have you tested positive or are pending for any presumed positive for COVID-19? Have you been in close contact with somebody who may have been tested as positive? Were you less than 16 feet away from them? 15 minutes with no face mask or whatever? And if you answer yes to any of these questions, you get kicked out of work for 2 weeks. Are you finished with this? I mean, this is just insane. No individual liberty, no due process at all. Of course, it's being done by the corporations. That's okay.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around goes around. You reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient. People are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now. I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner. Now that this UN global government, Chi-Com, Bill and Melinda Gates medical tyranny has seen how far they can push it and how we just lapped it up like poison, you know now they're going to launch more bioattacks that are even more hardcore. This early one does kill people, but see, it's a virus Bill and Melinda Gates own. It's a virus that's novel from others, so they can give you a vaccine. You see, a regular cold or flu virus, you really can't do a vaccine for because it's always mutating. But see, because this is a chimera and lab-made, they can have a speciality. So it's a whole giant franchise. They get filthy rich off of it. They can surveil everybody. Everybody gets to become a suspect. And now when you even have low numbers of death, it doesn't matter because they make a huge spectacle out of it. And you watch next year with the flu, it'll even be bigger as well. This is what they've done to us because we're a bunch of domesticated idiots. Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the InfoWar. You are the Paul Revere's.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Hey, right, folks. Get in line. You don't even have to get in line. You can all just sit there and listen. You don't even have to roll up your sleeve. I'm going to give you a vaccine. I'm going to give you a vaccination against the tyranny right here. Let's talk about what's happening. As I said, the tyrants have now sown the seeds of their own destruction. We have the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, who has now tried to extend the state of emergency. The Republican House in Michigan decided that they would not extend the emergency. They said, instead, what we're going to do is sue her. Now, just to give you a real quick summary of what's happened with her. Remember, we had the hydroxychloroquine disagreement from people, which basically, you know, the information should be out there. You should have people like Vladimir Zelenko and his own community, a small community of Hasidic Jews, I think, or a Jewish community, nevertheless. He had connections to that community, and like the sheriffs that you see who refuse to enforce these tyrannical orders, he refused to let the people in his community that he had a connection to die. And so he got busy, and he started doing research, and he found that several different countries had used hydroxychloroquine effectively. They use it in conjunction with Z-Pax, azithromycin, and also with zinc as an antiviral. And so he said, this is what I'm doing, and I've treated, I think he's over 1,000 now, different patients. He said, I got them early. Some of them had advanced somewhat, but he was able to cure it with everybody. And he was also concerned for the lives of people outside of his community. So he publicized that. People, some of the political leaders in his community were not very happy about it. They told him to shut up. And now there are some, looks like there's going to be some recriminations taken against him by the federal government. You've got under Attorney General Barr, he's got a guy who has been looking into abuses during the COVID thing. And so now he's investigating Zelenko. How's that? Now, Barr is saying, you know, one thing, and he is signing on, his Department of Justice is signing on to a Virginia Church's lawsuit against Ralph Northam. Is that being done for political advantage or because they really want to shut down the tyranny? Because if they really want to shut down the tyranny, they need to get the government out of doctor-patient relationships. Look, if you don't believe that HCQ is something that's effective, don't take it. If you got a doctor who says you should take this and you don't agree with that, or you get another doctor and he gives you a different opinion, then you weigh that. That's what's called the doctor-patient relationship, informed consent. You know, you get different opinions from different doctors if it's a serious situation. And you make up your mind with your doctor what you do. The government shouldn't have anything to say about that one way or the other. Forcing a treatment on you or prohibiting one from you. But in Michigan, you had Whitmer. In 1 week, in less than a week, she went from threatening to take the licenses of doctors who prescribed hydroxychloroquine, threatening to shut down pharmacists who filled those prescriptions, demanding that physicians inform on other physicians so she could take their licenses if they were prescribing that. She was doing all that at the end of the week, though, from like Wednesday to Friday. And then on Saturday, the FDA said, well, we'll approve it for emergency use. By Monday, she was not only begging for HCQ from President Trump, but she was demanding it. This is Whitmer. And so she demands that they extend the state of emergency. Republicans did not approve that. She wanted a 28-day extension. And this is the state of emergency is going to expire this Thursday. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in Michigan. But, of course, that has been one of the hotly protested areas for reopening. Legislators instead voted on a package of bills this last Thursday that would change how the state responds to the coronavirus. They also voted to approve the lawsuit against Whitmer. Republicans said they support decisive action to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, but Whitmer's, quote, unchecked and undemocratic approach is not the best way. They said, quote, the current status quo relies on one-size-fits-all edicts, dictates, if you will, that unfairly punish millions of Americans across the state, millions of people across the state, without giving them any recourse or voice in the process. They said a declaratory and injunctive relief is sought in this lawsuit in violation of the constitutional rights of businesses. The plaintiffs demand a trial by jury. Yes, exactly. And why don't you throw in the word speedy? Because as I pointed out earlier, you know, you got this pettifogging bureaucrat or politician saying, as South Carolina police, they showed up to that one business that had the audacity to open up without their permission. You know, when they unconstitutionally told them to shut down, they said, you can protest us taking away your license, but we're going to put you at the back of the list, and it'll be 2 years before you even have a chance to argue your case in a hearing. We're going to punish you that way. So, you know, we'll shut you down one way or the other. Meanwhile, Arizona sheriffs, two of them, Sheriffs Mark Lamb of Pinal County and Doug Schuster of Mojave County, each said that they would urge people to protect their health, but they would not arrest anyone, violating the order coming from the governor there in Arizona. I think people want to know that we're going to support their constitutional rights, said Lamb. He said, in tough times, tough decisions have to be made. I'm looking at two laws in each hand, and I'm going with the one that's 200 years old rather than the one that's 2 days old. Good for him. Good for him. He went on to say he's not trying to pick a fight with the governor. He says, I'm not trying to change his policy. I'm just disagreeing with it, and I won't enforce it. I don't think it's right. I don't want to make criminals out of people who are just trying to keep their business from going under. When asked whether this could lead to the spread of the disease, so you're going to kill everybody. This is the second wave of tyranny. You know, we are terrorists. We're going to be, we're killing everybody. You know, we're like what the environmentalist and the climate change alarmists were saying. You know, you're killing everybody because you're driving a car. You're driving an SUV. You're eating meat. You're a murderer. We're going to shut you down. You're killing the planet. Same arguments. Same arguments. Just pull out the green and stick in the COVID mucus. He said, when asked whether this could lead to the spread of the disease, Sheriff Lamb noted that individuals take risks. He said, every day we walk out the door. You know, I'm 65 years old. I've been fighting germs for 65 years. Like George Carlin. One of them may get me one day, but I'm not going to live my life in fear of some killer germ out there. There's a lot of other things that could take me down just as easily. I'm not going to be afraid of that. I'm afraid of tyrants because I know that their success rate is 100%. It's slavery and then death. The numbers, said Lamb, do not justify these actions anymore. 300 deaths is not significant to shut down people's lives. He's absolutely right. Doug Schuster, the other sheriff, says, my conscience will not allow me to arrest somebody who is trying to make a living. I don't believe it is a crime to try to make a living. It's not a crime to walk outside. It's not a crime to eat meat. It's not a crime to drive a car or even an SUV. How about that? And we're not going to let these people make it a crime.
I'm not going to sit here and waste your time or my time and rattle off the successes InfoWars has had. If you're paying attention, you know what we've done together. But I'll tell you this. The technocrats are really upping their game, and they are trying to destroy all independent forms of media. They're trying to shutter and silence human resistance. So now is the time to understand that everything we've talked about has been proven accurate. Everything you warned your friends and family about has turned out to be true. So it's now that your credibility's way up. The power structure is going to silence those of us that they can. But it's up to all of us to not let them silence any of us. We have the power. But the sun is setting on humanity and setting on free speech. We have to make sure that we fight hard right now to make sure that long, dark night doesn't come. So be the polar bears you are.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Globalism is all about making the nation state and the population itself obsolete, non-essential. That's why they position it with economic tariffs, taxes, and controls to where family farms and industry that's based in the United States has to shut down or be part of a large corporate conglomerate. That's part of making us obsolete so that as the human world is phased out, they can simply look at us and say, because again, you are non-essential. That's what the robots and all of this is about. It's about setting it up where we're no longer in charge of our lives. We can be told to stay in our houses. And after all, shut up. This world doesn't belong to people anyways. It belongs to the new AI gods, the rich elitists that have merged with machines. Yeah, that sounds completely insane, doesn't it? That's actually the public plan they're pushing. These people are completely psychotic and make Hitler look like a choir boy.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, storable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was talking about several sheriffs, two of them, in fact, in Arizona, who said, I'm not going to make a crime out of people just trying to earn a living, working for a living. We're going to tell people they have to make decisions on their own, but I'm not going to enforce these unconstitutional orders from the Arizona governor. He says, I've got a couple of laws here in my hand. In one hand, I hold one that's over 200 years old. This one is 2 days old. I'm going to go with a 200-year-old constitution. Good for him. That's exactly what we have to do in local areas. We've got some mayors who have done this, but mostly it's been sheriffs, constitutional sheriffs. But let me talk about some other way that we can organize and must organize at the local community level. You know, during the American Revolution, the pastors were the most feared of the British tyrants because they were able to persuade people. And they were afraid of what would happen, what would come to this shore, because they had already suffered under religious persecution throughout Europe, but especially in the UK. You got people like John Bunyan who wrote Pilgrim's Progress. He wrote that in prison because he had the audacity to belong to a church that wasn't the established state church. You had William Penn, who helped to establish the precedents that I've talked about many times of fully informed juries and habeas corpus in the trial where they arrested him because he illegally met against the prohibitions of the government. And they actually had a real legitimate law, and the jury nullified that law. They didn't like that. You know, first they told him, you can't meet in your church building. He said, okay, we'll meet outside. How about that? You know, because they locked the They padlocked the church door. They said, all right, we'll meet outside. You know, kind of like pastors are doing now. And kind of like we've seen in Kentucky and elsewhere, the police show up and say, nope, we're not going to let you be out here either. Even if you are in cars, even if you are in cars with the windows rolled up, even if you are in cars with the windows rolled up 6 feet apart, we're not going to let you assemble here. And they start taking down their license plates and other things like that. We've seen this in several different jurisdictions. And so these people knew what religious persecution was about. Americans have forgotten their history. As I said at the beginning of the program, as Hegel, Hegelian dialectic, said, the one thing we know from history is that people don't learn anything from history. And so we're going to experience this now, again. And we're going to need to have some pastors who stand up and teach us what proper authority is. We're going to have to have some pastors who stand up in defiance of tyrants. And we've got one in Maine. We've got several, as a matter of fact, across the country. But the main pastor that I'm talking about here, this is focused on big league politics. He's going to defy the executive orders of the Maine governor, which, by the way, folks, defies the First Amendment, defies free speech, defies our ability to assemble, defies our ability to have the free exercise of religion. All those defied by this executive order by the governor of Maine. Pastor Ken Graves of Calvary Chapel in Orrington, Maine, has announced this week that he and his congregation will be defying government orders by meeting in person for public worship, that they will be the lead plaintiff in a federal lawsuit that challenges Maine's Governor Janet Mills' closure of places of worship as a means to end the spread of COVID-19 in Maine. Yeah, I'm sorry, but the end does not justify the means. That is always the tactic of the Marxists. Anyway, whatever it is. In a prepared statement, which was read by Graves in a parking lot service on Sunday, they've been meeting outside in the parking lot, he said, quote, "We, the church, do not look to government for permission to meet." Let me repeat that. We, the church, do not look to government for permission to meet. And that is the crux of the issue and has been from the very beginning. Whether you are a church or a business or an individual, you need to stop asking the government for permission to live. Liberty is never given, it's only taken, and it's time we take this back. And it's time that people, especially the people in church, start to understand what this is really about. This is not medical advice. I'd be happy to accept medical advice. I will refuse always to obey unlawful orders. I will always refuse to obey unlawful orders. It is my right and my duty to disobey unlawful orders. It is your right and duty to disobey unlawful orders. We do not look to the government for permission to meet as a church. We have a command by God together in the name of Jesus Christ. We did voluntarily suspend most of our gatherings. We did that for a few weeks in response to the government's fears. They did not have a spirit of fear. They tried as much as is possible with them to live at peace with the government. That was the same thing the founders of this country said. You know, reason, prudence dictates that we will suffer a long train of abuses before we'll do anything about it. But there comes a point in time when it is our right and duty to alter or abolish these governments that continue to oppress us. Anyway, going back to what he had to say, we did suspend this voluntarily out of our gatherings. We did that for a few weeks in response to the government's fears, the government's numbers. Their experts projected something so dangerous that potentially 2.2 million people in our nation could have died. I recognize that the decisions made by our governor are going to have long-lasting destructive effects on our economy and our society as a whole. It is the language chosen by our governor's orders that do, in fact, reveal that the Christian church is, in fact, being targeted and discriminated against. Our state government has told us that the church is non-essential. I call on all pastors in our state who believe in the Bible to open your church and obey God. And I'll add, rather than man. or woman. That's the female governor, Janet Mills. In mid-March, she issued the executive order that limited the number of people who could gather in Maine to 10 and under. Now, where did that come from? You remember we were talking, first it was 500. Then President Trump was saying 50, and Fauci got up and said, no, 10. Oh, okay, says Trump. Okay, 10. Fauci's in charge. He's the smart guy in the room. He and Burks, I've got two smart people that are advising me. I will do what they say. No more than 10. And I said, where's this going to end? We're going to go down to one or two? Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much if you let them go. We had a homeschool family of 9 turned over to CPS for violating laws. You know, these, got 9 people. These people who are tyrants evidently can't count even. They certainly think that the Constitution doesn't count. Calvary Chapel there in Maine, Orrington, Maine, a Protestant evangelical church of nearly 1,000 members founded in the early 1990s in central Maine. In Virginia, we have the Department of Justice signing on to a lawsuit there against Ralph Northam after jail and fine threats. The Department of Justice is supporting a Virginia church lawsuit against the state after the police threatened the church's pastor over a planned 16-person Palm Sunday service. They threatened them with a $2,500 fine and jail time. The pastor, Kevin Wilson, of Lighthouse Fellowship Church on Chincoteague Island, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, sorry if I'm not, planned a service with no more than 16 people in a church that could hold, a church building that could hold 293. So yeah, there's going to be a lot of distance between people. Law enforcement intimidated him. And so Liberty Council is now representing them. And we have in Florida the first businessman who was arrested for having a non-essential business. April 16th, they arrested Galen Wood, owner of Kitchen Table Games in Pinellas Park. He's been represented by a state legislator, State Representative Anthony Sabatini represented him, and he said the District Circuit Court has now dropped their case against Galen Wood. He said that it shows that there is no valid legal authority for either state or local emergency orders. We'll be right back and we'll talk about geospatial intelligence and DARPA.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people.
Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the New World Order, Bohemian Grove, the American Deep State, the rise of Communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us. Support the InfoWar, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex. You're the gladiator.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it.
but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It was only 4 months ago that I warned President Trump and the American people that Cobra would never stand for you resisting our takeover. There is no limit to which we will not stoop to make you bow via the fear that is innate in your hearts. It was I, the leader of Cobra, that foresaw your inner cowardice and how much you would enjoy watching Netflix and wearing masks and gloves when you went out to feel all important like you were in a war. When the real target of Cobra was always the billions of people at the edge of starvation who are now dying at the tune of over a million people every 3 weeks. Cobra thanks you for what you've done. Continue the lockdowns while I depopulate the planet. Hail Cobra!
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Let's take a look at the surveillance of people, not viruses. You have to understand that they're using the virus as a cat's paw to do everything that they've always wanted to do. And I've been telling you for a long time that the plan was to eliminate about 50 to 70% of jobs. I mean, South Korea was saying, some of the highest places we're going to have the highest hits on employment are going to be in some of the white-collar jobs, like doctors and lawyers. They'll have 70% unemployment. It's going to be pretty much 50% everywhere, especially in transportation. We're going to have automated trucks and so forth. And so you've had individuals say, what do we do about this? Right? That's one of the things. Grab this piece of paper here. That's one of the things that Bloomberg was saying. You know, I've talked about this many times. You know, when he took all the hits for mocking farmers. Well, here's what he actually said at the University of Oxford. He said, if you think about it, the agrarian society lasted for 3,000 years. We could teach processes. I could teach anybody, even the people in this room, how to be a farmer. You dig a hole, you put a seed in, you put dirt on top of it, so forth. You learned that. Then we had 300 years as an industrial society. You put a piece of metal on the lathe, you turn the crank in the direction of the arrow, you can have a job. And we created lots of jobs. At one point, 98% of the world worked in agriculture. Today, it's 2% and so forth. Now, he says, now comes the information economy. Now, see, everything changes. You had those rubes who actually made, grew food, and now it's become very sophisticated, actually. You had the people who actually made things, but we don't care about them. Now we got information technology that's going to solve all of our problems, and we're going to put all these people out of work. Here's what he had to say. Now comes the information economy, and the information economy is fundamentally different because it's built around replacing people with technology. It's built around replacing people with technology. The skill sets you need to learn are how to think and analyze, and that's a whole different level. I can't teach people how to do that. Only I can do that. And I'm going to replace your job with my automation and my capital. He said, he says it's clear teachers can teach or students can learn. It's not clear that they can do that. And so the challenge of society is to find jobs for these non-essential people. Now, he didn't say that. I'm saying that now. So you're non-essential. Certain jobs, certain people are now non-essential. And so the challenge is, how do we find jobs for them? Or can we take care of giving them a roof over their head and a meal in their stomach and a cell phone and a car and that sort of thing? But the thing that will stop them from setting up a guillotine someday is the dignity of a job. Well, they're taking away that dignity. And he's worried about the guillotine. And these people were worried about that. How do we do that? Yeah, I mean, we're going to take their jobs. That's our plan. Because as the CEO of Uber used to say, you know what makes our product expensive? That's that other dude in the car with you. We're going to get rid of him. That way I can make more money. I got to get rid of these people so I can make all the money in the world. I don't want anybody else out there. It's completely different, you know, with all of his faults of what Henry Ford said. That's why I said at the beginning, look, you've got GM's stock, Ford's stock is less than Ferrari's stock. Why? Because of the concentration of wealth. And because we have transformed from a situation where the people who are the innovators in society, like Henry Ford, said, I want my employees to be able to buy a car. They don't want you to even have a car. They don't even want you to exist or travel, let alone have a car. No. They'll have the Ferraris. You can die. And they just got to keep you from getting a guillotine. So now they've got it. COVID-19 took your job. They didn't take your job. They were planning on taking your job all along. Isn't it convenient that it was done by a virus before they had to do it, right? Or the claims that a virus did it. They had to take your job to protect you from the virus. They got to take your food supply to protect you from the virus. They got to keep you from traveling on in the airplanes as well as on the cars, you know, to protect you from the virus and so on and so on. They got to take your guns to protect you from the virus. So where is all this coming from? It's coming from the technocrats, the technocracy. The tyranny, as I pointed out, at the internet, behind DARPA. Here's this headline from Fox News. Democrats are deploying DARPA-funded, AI-driven information warfare tool to target pro-Trump accounts. Now, let me just say that this isn't simply pro-Trump accounts. This is how it's being used right now. And, of course, they're going to put a political spin on it. But this is a bipartisan thing. It's the Washington establishment. DARPA has been setting this up for decades. I've talked many times about how they began with venture capital firms back in the late 1990s when the internet became practical. The internet itself was designed by DARPA psychologist J.C.R. Licklider in the 1960s. It is the perfect embodiment of the Ash psychological experiment, where you use herd mentality to shape public opinion. And then, of course, you have the ability to, it's a closed loop feed, a closed feedback loop where you can see if your propaganda is working. And so if you look at this kind of interjection into the political system, into the election, yeah, it is very concerning. An anti-Trump Democrat-aligned political action committee advised by retired Army General Stanley McChrystal is planning to deploy an information warfare tool that received initial funding from DARPA, the Pentagon's secretive research arm. Transforming technology originally envisioned as a way to fight ISIS propaganda into a campaign platform to benefit Joe Biden. Now, forget about the partisan politics here for a second and just think about the fact that DARPA is controlling the election. And I've been talking about this for a very long time. I've been talking about the fact that the fastest growing part of the intelligence community is geospatial intelligence. At the same time that they began creating these internet companies, and they created InQtel and these other venture capital firms in order to help Google get in business and Facebook and so forth. At the same time, geospatial intelligence was taking off the ground. So listen to this next line here from this Fox News report. The Washington Post first reported that this initiative called Defeat Disinfo will utilize artificial intelligence and network analysis to map discussions of the president's claims on social media. Geospatial intelligence, as I said from the beginning, the purpose of geospatial intelligence is to map political and religious views geographically, to monitor and to isolate those people and to track them and to find out who they're talking to and who they're in contact with. Oh, now we've got to do contact tracing because of the virus, right? Yeah, right. It was always the plan. They're just using this virus to put the plan into place. Geospatial intelligence, DARPA, always has been behind that. Social media guru Curtis Hoagland is heading up Defeat Disinfo. He received his funding from DARPA. It was, quote, part of a effort to combat extremism overseas, unquote. But now they're combating extremism here. What is extremism? It's anything that the establishment, the military-industrial complex establishment, doesn't want to be heard. And again, these people, after they deprogrammed InfoWars off of social media August the 6th, 2018, 2 months later, they took off 800 sites, and as I said, many of them were Trump supporters. The majority of them were. But the reality is that it was everybody who opposed. There's a lot of Trump supporters they didn't take off. A lot of Trump supporters are still on all these social media platforms. It's the people who opposed their foreign warfare, people who opposed the police state, people who opposed the surveillance state. They were the ones who were taken off because they were the ones who were a threat to DARPA and their control. Here's another example. I could solve most of your problems, says Eric Schmitz, Pentagon offensive. This came out over the weekend. You probably saw this on the Drudge Report. Eric Schmidt has begun recently advising the military on technology. After a recent visit where he looked at their machine learning, he said, well, General, if I go into your tent one day, I can solve most of your problems. 4 years later, he is applying artificial intelligence. Google, understand, Google, killer robots, autonomous killer robots, cars that you don't own that you can't drive. Censorship, tracking of everybody, geospatial intelligence, social credit scores like China. This is all coming from Google. And here he says, Schmidt is now part of two government advisory boards aimed at bringing technological innovation to the Department of Defense. His loyalists include Henry Kissinger, and he's got his own capital, venture capital firm and a fortune of $13 billion. Venture capital firms like NQTEL, and even that was the CIA's open venture capital firm, and these other firms created Google in the first place, as I pointed out, and their thrust was exactly what we're seeing now, controlling political speech. Microsoft, Election Guard, they're going to be counting the votes. They're going to be counting the votes in November. You know, they're going to protect you from foreign influence and fraud and so forth. But DARPA is going to be election. News Guard is guarding the information, keeping you from getting it. The Election Guard is going to make sure that you don't get an honest count.